this is Bill Stewart, president and founder of the People's Broadcasting Company, established 25 years ago last spring, and which later started WPBC on the air in October 1949. As you probably know by now, we have sold both radio stations, AM and FM, to Fairchild Minnesota Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of Fairchild Industries. And within a few minutes, at 12 o'clock noon, transfer of control will pass from our corporation, the People's Broadcasting Company, to Fairchild Minnesota Incorporated. During these past 25 years in our broadcast ownership, my wife Becky Ann and I and our associates have attempted to make WPBC a positive and constructive force in the community, and to bring some beauty and comfort, inspiration and encouragement, enlightenment and confidence and motivation to you who have been our listeners. We feel we have been able to achieve some of these goals to some extent, but we are still deeply interested in the fields of inspiration, encouragement, and motivation, and hope to continue to work in these areas through both the print and audio media. We wish to express again our deep gratitude to all of those who have contributed in large measure or small to the growth and success and effectiveness of WPBC during these past many years. Becky Ann and I will continue to be involved in Twin Cities area activities of various types, inasmuch as we have many interests. We have sought God's guidance throughout these years in the activities of the radio stations, and feel that we have been greatly blessed in this regard, and we shall continue to seek His direction in our lives. Among all of the thousands of persons who have helped us through the years, I personally wish to extend my own gratitude to my dear wife and partner, Becky Ann, who has been such a constant source of comfort and encouragement to me personally, as well as being a tremendous helpmate in the daily work activities here at the radio stations. And she and I will continue to work together in whatever the future holds for us. Some of our staff members will continue with the new organization. Others will move on to new opportunities, and we surely wish them well. We also want to extend good wishes for success and service to the new owners of the radio stations as they assume responsibility for their operation. Throughout all the years we've been in business, we have signed off the radio stations each day with a musical theme entitled, "May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You," which is our wish for you at this time. And we would like to play that song once again now as the final musical selection on WPBC AM and FM. And then immediately following this selection, since I made that first quavering sign-on announcement at 3 minutes past noon on October 18, 1949, we're going to extend to my wife, Becky Ann, the privilege of giving the WPBC call letters for the last time on these stations before assumption of control by Fairchild. And now, until we meet again, Becky Ann and I and our family and our staff members and all of our associates say, "May the good Lord bless and keep you."
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones,
and your fortune 10 times 10.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and the bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud.
Till we meet again.
good Lord bless and keep you.
And now here's Becky Ann with the final WPBC station break.
This is good old WPBC AM and WPBC FM stereo, adult radio, the People's Broadcasting Company, studios in Richfield, suburban Twin Cities.